Welcome back to Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. Mike Wobshall with Paul Allen here to talk about the NFC playoff field, Paul. And here we sit right now, the Vikings at 8-5 in the sixth seed. And this week, we're going to host the Chicago Bears, who still, in pesky fashion, are not eliminated from playoff contention. They're right here in the hunt category. What do we need to do to get them eliminated from the playoffs?
Well, we can beat this team and obliterate this team, and then now we have to worry about stuff like that. A week from Sunday, Sunday Night Football, you get these guys. Those guys host the Carolina Panthers this week. Carolina's favored in that game, quite honestly. I think Carolina will win, but my opinion doesn't matter. So they could be a 6-8 team coming to TCF Bank Stadium. Outside of that, it's still quite wide open.
The number one candidate to knock us off of the number six seed perch, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They play Thursday night against St. Louis. So if they can lose to the Rams,
yeah,
and the Vikings win on Sunday, we can get Tampa Bay out of there, but they play the Rams Thursday night. Your thoughts?
Well, cliched as it may be, the Vikings have two consecutive home games. So you really couldn't ask for more at this stage of the season than what you have. And with the Bears, along with the New York Giants, they both currently are non-playoff teams. So if you're 8-5, you're at home, and you're playing non-playoff teams, you need to win those games, and then you don't have to worry about what these guys do.
If the Vikings can do that over the next 2 weeks, win their next two games, you know what that sets up, right?
Right.
It sets up,
let's go,
one of these deals.
Let's go.
It's the 3-6, the Vikings and the Packers. Mm-hmm. Should the Vikings win their next two games, that sets up a week 17. Win the game, win the division scenario. Do you like that?
Well, the way it would be set up is if Green Bay loses one of its next two. Green Bay is at Oakland, which is a losable game. Green Bay had a nice victory against Dallas, but Oakland's getting kind of hot right now. And after that, they're at Arizona. That's going to be an interesting game for Arizona, because with Arizona's record and Carolina's record, Arizona's pretty much set into the spot it's going to be. Now, I don't believe Arizona would rest its best players in the season's penultimate game and the final game,
right,
then have a week off and then play. So Arizona will probably go all out in that Green Bay game. It's still super wide open, but hey, if we have to play the Packers here, there, final game of the season, playoffs, whatever, let's go right now.
Let's talk about two other divisions before we wrap this up. Okay, we'll go to the NFC West, and I want to talk about this team right here. Now, mathematically, Paul, we could jump up to the 5 seed, but the Seahawks are playing the Browns, the Rams, and then they close with the Cardinals, who, as you said, may be resting their players. They look pretty good,
yep,
as the 5 seed, right?
Yeah, Seattle looks incredibly good right now. You know, in serendipitous fashion for Seattle, they lose top flight running back Marshawn Lynch, which means they need to throw the ball more. Then they lose Jimmy Graham. And losing Jimmy Graham is problematic for whichever team loses him. But now Russell Wilson is throwing more to his receivers, and it's working. He throws for like 4 touchdowns every game. This team is red hot. I would like to avoid Seattle if at all possible.
And by the way, they might get Marshawn Lynch back just in time for the playoffs, so another big headache. Okay, NFC East, uh-huh, an interesting division because that truly is wide open. Redskins in the lead right now, which is why they have the 4th seed.
Yep.
But these two teams are also in the hunt. And I will say, before we let you go and talk about these teams, Paul, this is the team right here that really controls their own destiny, because the Eagles play the Redskins and the Giants to close the season. So that's the team that controls their own destiny, but right now, it's this team that's in first place.
I've watched a lot of the NFC East this year. Quite honestly, I think the Vikings can beat NFC East teams pretty much wherever they play them. I do believe the Vikings will beat the Giants in a couple of games. And I watched the Redskins-Bears game very closely, and I didn't leave that game looking at it like, whoa, we have to definitely avoid those teams. So let's just let the proverbial chips fall where they may. Win home games, get yourself in, and then deal with whatever comes at you.
As the great late Al Davis said, just win, baby. If that's what the Vikings can do, they will make the playoffs. And if they do that over the next 2 weeks, it sets up this game, which I think everybody wants to see. It should be fun. Vikings coming down the stretch. You can catch the Vikings games on the Vikings Radio Network. Our guy, Paul Allen, will call the games with Greg Coleman and Pete Bursich by his side.